Chapter 21, Sahar. Before Rosmarin even brought her fist up to knock on my door, I swung it open and smiled at the vampire. She chuckled at herself, probably for being surprised that I had anticipated her visit. How many times had she come down to my laboratory unannounced, only to find me waiting for her with hot tea? She was so used to coming to me for comfort that she hadn't even fully known where her feet were carrying her until she saw my smiling face. I stepped aside as I beckoned her into my dimly lit room. I made the place feel as much like home as possible, and had candles strewn about and incense burning. My books, potions, and magical items were scattered around the room. Some might call my methods chaotic, but I had a method to my madness, and it had worked well enough for me all these years. I had sensed Rosmarin's visit and already brewed a pot of tea. Catala had given me some leaves earlier, and I was eager to try them. I handed my dear friend a steaming cup and sat down at the table where I had been reading. Rosmarin took the cup and sat down, and she didn't say anything. She didn't need to. I already knew why she was here. And so for a while, she sipped her tea in silence, just happy to be in her old friend's presence. I continued looking through some books and preparing potions for the trip before I broke the peaceful silence. Catala knows about the djinn.
About the what?
She asked as she swam out of her thoughts. That djinn sorceress lives somewhere in the jungle. I'm hoping we might be able to find her. I flipped a page in my book and continued reading. She had forgotten about the djinn. I didn't blame her. The last time we talked about her, we were still in Constanta. That had been the fateful day when the werewolf emissary appeared, and the council had hashed out the pros and cons of coming to Nuatl. I knew it would be a tough decision for us all. But of course, we would make the correct decision, and we did. Even though so many unknowns surrounded us, even things I could not see.
So, what did the witch doctor have to say about the djinn?
She asked. Mostly what I already knew. I informed her. If we find her, we'll have to offer her something if we want her help.
How easy is she to find?
She wondered. I pursed my lips as I looked at a fascinating bit of lore in my book about Nuatl. Catala has had some dealings with her before. So has Sophia, but they haven't seen her for a few months now.
Maybe she's the one behind all this?
Rosmarin mused. I shook my head. Djinns may have a mischievous nature, but they aren't evil.
What if someone offered her enough gold? Maybe she's someone's puppet.
Rosmarin offered.
She had never met a djinn.
Most people hadn't. Many people had only heard stories about the mysterious shape-shifting spirits, often said to be behind a variety of mishaps in the world, giving djinns a bad name. They weren't evil, per se, but it did do well to be cautious around them. Especially if they had made a deal with someone who didn't like you. It is possible, but it still doesn't seem right to me. I hesitated. Djinns put in as little effort as possible for the most reward. Even if someone offered them heaps of gold, assembling an army is a lot of work, and there's a lot of risk involved. I'm more apt to believe the djinn had something to do with the disturbance of the wood nymphs than the zombies and lichlings. As I spoke, Rosmarin's attention turned to look thoughtfully at a candle as it flickered and danced. We sat in silence for a while longer, and then she finally decided to ask the question she had really come here for, although I'm not sure if she had fully realized what it was until now.
Can you see what is in the ruins, Sahar?
She sat still for a moment, eyes still focused on the flame. No, I admitted. I cannot see what awaits us at Tenochtitlan. Something, or someone, is blocking my vision.
Like with the blood drake?
She questioned. Her eyes darted from the flame to me. I closed the book in front of me, and the whoosh of air from the pages extinguished the candle on the table. It feels exactly the same. A shudder ran through Rosmarin as she remembered the cave with the evil blood drake. Not only had she and Kristoff discovered that the vile thing had built a supernatural zombie army, but she had also revealed the witch was the killer of her entire family, and the reason she was a vampire. Even with all of my magic, I hadn't been able to see those things or the army of supernatural undead.
She's dead, though,
Rosmarin stuttered.
Chris killed her. Her body turned to ash.
So it seems, was all I said, and I saw the thoughts flying through Rosmarin's head. I tried to calm her. If anything, we're dealing with someone who worked with a witch, but I don't believe she's alive again.
You and Kristoff were resurrected. Maybe she was too.
She guessed. What happened with Kristoff and me was different. His blood is connected to things we do not fully understand yet. Rosmarin hugged her arms around her slender frame and stared back at the now extinguished candle.
There's so much we don't understand, Sahar, and it's so frustrating.
I know, my child. I scooted my chair closer to her, and she rested her head on my shoulder as I stroked her long raven hair. You have always carried the weight of the world on your shoulders. I know it's a part of who you are, but remember you are not alone.
I know. It's just I wish we didn't have to face so much evil all the time. When will we ever be safe and secure? And happy?
Her tears fell onto my silks as she bared her fears to me. Even that I cannot see, Rosmarin. I fear we live in a world where evil might always exist, and it is our burden to continually fight against it, to push it back.
What if I get too tired?
She sighed.
What if I fail?
I will always be there to pick you back up. We sat in silence as I tried to comfort the queen until, one by one, the candles burned low and went out, covering us in darkness. I let Rosmarin cry out her anxieties on my shoulder, and then I sent her back to her own room. She was right to be afraid. Even I felt the worries of our coming journey to the ruins. We needed to find the djinn. If we didn't, I would be far more worried about our survival.